I'm Madison, and I've left MAGA.
Hey guys, Rich Comedy here at Leaving MAGA at leavingmaga.org with the Midas Touch Network. It is so great to be back with all of you. I am happy to report that Leaving MAGA has never been busier. We've been on the road a lot, but we got a brand new testimonial for you today. I want to bring her in. We are joined by Miss Madison Morrison from the state of North Carolina. Madison, first off, thank you so much for being with us. Yeah, it's our pleasure. Let's just get right into it. You know, take us through a little bit about what it was about the MAGA movement that attracted you. What were some of the reasons that you found yourself gravitating to the Trump campaign and to the MAGA community itself?
So my name is Madison Morrison. I was actually born and raised in Ohio, and I moved to North Carolina when I was 18. And I was pretty much born into MAGA. A lot of people want to think, you know, MAGA started back in 2016 during the first campaign, but that's not true. Stuff like this kind of has to build over time. I was born in 1995. I never have a problem sharing that. And I had, you know, those Reagan Republican parents who became like what I call Charlton Heston parents. And then my father, my adopted dad, was an alt-right extremist who ended up taking his own life right before the presidential campaign in 2015. And what kept me in MAGA as an adult into my early 20s, I think had a lot to do with the self-preservation of being a woman in that environment. I truly believe that MAGA is a cult because there is the spiritual aspect of it, and there is, you know, the financial aspect of it, and there's the control aspect of it. And for women in particular, even when you do have that decision or you do have those thoughts to leave, it is very unsafe. And there's a lot of dumbing down who you are and suppressing who you are as a woman to, you know, be productive in that type of lifestyle. And fortunately for myself, I never had children, but I do see a lot of women do get stuck in that life because they have children and they have no other way out. There's a lot of people like myself who grew up in it. So the self-preservation of being a woman and keeping yourself safe really kept me in it for the last long haul of the whole experience.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that that's a very astute point that you make about MAGA as not really new and novel. Mm-hmm. When I gravitated to the movement, I was very politically lonely. I was disillusioned. I felt the two parties were the same. Mm-hmm. But it felt new and novel for me because I had never been part of any kind of political community where there's a sense of belonging and there's a sense of gathering. And I just got so deep into it after I got further into the community itself. So I think it's really an important point, that you bring up, that MAGA is just the latest iteration of these kinds of right-wing politics. It's why a lot of people will ask me, well, what happens after Trump's off the scene and what happens with MAGA? And I think MAGA, I think it survives. And I think that it makes our work even that much more important with Leaving MAGA to extract people out of it once he's off the political scene. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's going to stay on the scene as long as he can. So for you, you know, I hear a lot of the hardships that you went through. And that is a leitmotif a little bit about our videos that we do here at Midas with our testimonials, that people had struggles, they endured a lot of burdens growing up. Do you feel like some of those hardships that you went through made you a little bit more susceptible to falling prey to MAGA?
Oh gosh, yeah. So I always want to make the point, it really gets under my skin when people say MAGAs are uneducated. They're not. They're really not. And I personally know, and I talk about MAGA women a lot because I am a woman. The majority of the women in my family are still a part of this life. It is the biggest thing that affects my life. And these are not uneducated women. These are women who hold degrees. These are women who have been in their fields for, 20, 30, 40 years. So to me, it's very irresponsible to say that they're uneducated. A lot of these people are unhealed. A lot of what MAGA is a lot of masculinity, a lot of toxic masculinity, even as much as I hate that word. And it's a lot of unhealed trauma. What we see playing out right now with the constant cases of pedophilia and drug abuse and abuse in general, that behavior is very rampant in MAGA. And my family was not excused from that. And it permeates every level of MAGA. It permeates, your richest to your poorest kind. And I'm somebody who fought through addiction. I'm a recovering, crack and Xanax addict. And once I got myself off all of that and I was able to go through therapy, it really put a situation that's supposed to bring a family together, actually put a bigger rift in my family. And that's why, there's a lack of accountability. Just like you see with MAGA every day on your TV or, wherever you come in contact with them, they like to say things and, there's no repercussion for it. And I feel like that's part of the reason why I'm so numb to the news coming out, because the way MAGA treats our country is very similar to how MAGA treats their family. And I think it's part of the reason too, I'm able to not be so emotional about what's happening, because it's just the same kind of abuse, just it's now being applied to every person in our country. And I don't know what to do about it. And I don't know how to stop it. I just know how to talk about it.
Well, I think doing this video, you've got a lot of videos at TikTok. I'll ask you a little bit later to give us your handle so people can find you there. A lot of people who have never been in MAGA, who I understand from their perspective have been traumatized themselves over the last decade of our politics. Mm-hmm. I know for a lot of people not in MAGA, they look at those who, sometimes they look at those of us who left. A lot of times they look at people who are currently in MAGA and they say, what's wrong with you? And I think a better question than what's wrong with you is what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at it from the perspective of what happened to you, we see exactly in so many cases and so often what you're saying about unhealed trauma. I'm not saying it is a self-defense, but there were a lot of trauma-based reasons for supporting Trump in 2016. People mm-hmm. went through they went through economic turmoil. Many blamed former President Obama for it when it wasn't his doing, but people still were suffering because of the post-2008 financial crisis, feelings that maybe liberal democracy left them behind, that they felt unseen and unheard. Those were real and valid concerns that people had.
And that's how Trump was able to capitalize on COVID again this time. And it's two sides of the same coin. He was able to manipulate people's feelings from 2008, that fear that we're never going to allow this to happen again. And he was able to culminate that again, post COVID. And Donald Trump's not a dumb man. He's an idiot, but he is not a dumb man.
Well, it's true also what you say about so many in MAGA, about this idea, mm-hmm. the stereotype of being uneducated. When I was in MAGA, I knew Ivy League graduates.
Yep.
Plenty successful lawyers. Exactly.
Plenty of them. Doctors. Well-traveled individuals who have had successful businesses and careers. So when people say MAGA is uneducated, I'm like, no. That is a very dumbed down version of this conversation.
Well, I'd like to think that we're giving an education also to those who are not in MAGA and maybe bring a little bit of an empathetic perspective, because I feel like empathy is going to be one of the keys to empowering people to leave MAGA over time.
Well,
go ahead, sorry.
I mean, if it wasn't for empathy, I wouldn't have been able to get out the way I did. If it wasn't for people, you know, just waiting for somebody else to break free on the other side, I wouldn't have. Do I always want to be nice and gracious to people who are in MAGA? Absolutely not. But do I know I have this responsibility to hold space, particularly for other women who want to leave? 1,000%.
You know, you're now, and I imagine that this wasn't what you set out to be, but you're now a public figure, right? And being a public figure does have it's got its burdens. It's got its responsibilities. And, you know, and there is something of an albatross. It's why I appreciate so much you being so vulnerable and talking about your upbringing and how it did lay the groundwork for eventually succumbing to MAGA, because it is manipulative and it is exploitive. You're right about that. And you know it from living it. I know it from living it. And speaking of leaving, take us, Madison, through the process for you of leaving. What were some of the cracks? Where did the doubts form? What was it like in the inner turmoil of realizing that you had a belief system that maybe you weren't going to be able to support anymore?
Yeah, so it's a little graphic and it's threefold, but I like to start with the first one and the last one because the middle one is again, I always like to give a little bit of warning before it. But the first one was I had a radical change on abortion. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina when I was 19 years old. And like I previously said, I was battling addiction. I was partaking in everything that comes with addiction. And I was with a man, and I knew if I had become pregnant with his child that I would, you know, I would end up having an abortion because there's no way I would have let this man control the rest of my life. And that kind of, you know, set it off. I was like, okay, well, if I want that for myself, then girl, you should want that for everybody else. So I was like, okay, that's easy enough for me to understand. No woman should be controlled just because they're being forced to have a child. And the last one was January 6th. I am somebody who's always loved history, or I thought I loved history until I started relearning history. And I, you know, as much as I always tried to, you know, give reasons as to why MAGA did things, why MAGA believed a certain way, there was something very interesting about them blatantly disregarding the Constitution that, like, just set it off for me. And I was like, okay, done for. These people cannot be reached. If they blatantly are disregarding the Constitution and can't read this piece of paper, they've lost all hope. The middle one, again, is a bit graphic, but when I was in the later part of my addiction, I was a sex worker, and the majority of my clientele were very wealthy men in Charlotte. A lot of these men were bankers, very conservative men, very large business owners. And they partook in things that they would then step outside the door and lobby against, speak out against. And it initially, it was always very funny. You know, you can turn it into a joke, you can turn it into whatever. But it was always horrific that these men would ask for certain things and then turn right around and say those exact things were criminalized in the eyes of God, and they should be banned, you know, across our country. So it's, you know, it's been a very interesting journey. I love that everybody has very similar stories or very different stories. But I feel like my stories are very particular to being a woman in that world.
Wow. Thank you for that. You know, here at our, with all of our contributions to the Midas Touch Network, we don't shy away from uncomfortable topics. We feel it's necessary. Everyone has a voice, and we look to give everyone who tells their stories with us that voice. I should say that my leaving MAGAversary, if I may say here, it's August 30th, 2022.
Very specific.
Yeah, I wrote a mea culpa that day. I published it at a website. And on that day, in this apology letter, I wrote that I was sorry for supporting Trump MAGA and my governor, Ron DeSantis, that I had erred in my ways, and that I wanted to say I was sorry to anyone I may have hurt with my words and deeds. And the God's honest truth, Madison, is that I actually never thought that anybody would care.
Yep.
When I did that. And I realized people did care, and I was asked over the next year to recount my story, and I did it many times. And it was from that year's, that year's time telling my story that the idea of this organization, Leaving MAGA, came to be. And we founded what we're doing as a new community. And, you know, I want to, in closing here, I want to welcome you to our Leaving MAGA community. I want to welcome you also to the Midas Touch Network community, and joining so many others who have given very intrepidly their testimonial with us, and you're being the latest to show the bravery and courage in telling your story and giving witness to your life thus far and the changes that you've made, and showing living proof to people that it is possible to change. And I think people willing to change and seek genuine penitence deserve our grace. You know, I do believe that. So I want to welcome you to our communities. We like to always, in closing here, we always like to affirm our individuality. And I like to say that I'm Rich and I left MAGA.
I'm Madison and I've left MAGA.
We're here with Madison Morrison from North Carolina. Madison, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, Rich. I really appreciate it also.
Hey, guys, if you like this video, make sure you subscribe and leave a comment down below. Also, so you don't miss any of our Leaving MAGA updates, make sure you visit us at leavingmaga.org. As always, appreciate your support. Thanks so much for watching.
Love this video? Support independent media and unlock exclusive content, ad-free videos, and custom emojis by becoming a paid member of our YouTube channel today. You can also gift memberships to others. Let's keep growing together.